Okay, ready for a deep dive. We're jumping into From Dark Night to Dawn, this really fascinating guidebook by Dr. Dace Wondrea Pennington Wasio, and let me tell you, it's packed with insights.
It really is, and it's so interesting how she blends her professional experience as a physician, a therapist, with her own, personal stories.
Right. That's what always gets me, those honest accounts of like real transformation. And she dives right into this idea of the dark night of the ego, which honestly, it sounds kind of intimidating at first, right? Ever feel like completely adrift, like everything you thought you knew, everything you built around yourself just starts to crumble.
And that's where I think this book really shines, because Dr. Wasio, she reassures us, right? This dark night of the ego, it's not about like some mystical darkness taking over or
So
anything.
it's not about like the soul being lost, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's more about those times when life throws these curveballs, loss, big changes, things that just knock us off our feet. And suddenly, all those identities we've built, they start to unravel.
It's like that moment in a movie, where the protagonist's world gets flipped upside down, the call to adventure. But in real life, it's not so dramatic, right? There's no music, just this unsettling feeling that something's got to change.
Exactly. And it's not about, like I said, the soul being lost, but rather the ego going through this kind of dismantling. But it is a process, and understanding it can, I think, make all the difference.
Okay, so how does she break it down? Give us the roadmap.
So she outlines five distinct stages of transformation that, we tend to go through during these dark night of the ego experiences. Think of it like a map, to guide you through these emotional landscapes. The first stage is the descent into the abyss.
Descent into the abyss, intense. What does that look like in our everyday lives?
Imagine like everything feels like it's falling apart. You're dealing with so much uncertainty, a sense of loss. It's like the rug's been pulled out from under you. It's that disorienting feeling of what just happened.
Yeah, been there. Not fun, but important, right? You can't rebuild if you don't acknowledge that, like the old way just isn't working anymore.
Precisely. And that's where the second stage comes in, the crucible.
Ooh, from the abyss to the crucible, where things really heat up.
You could say that. It's where things get real. Imagine those outdated parts of yourself, the limiting beliefs and patterns. They're being burned away to clear space for something new.
Okay, so first the earthquake of the descent, now the fire of the crucible. Starting to get why it's called a dark night.
It's definitely intense. But it's not all doom and gloom, right? Remember, fire, it's also about purification, renewal. And this stage, this is where we begin to see that transformation taking shape.
So walk me through that. What is that shift from crucible to renewal? What's that like?
Think of it this way. You faced the chaos, felt that burn of change, and now you're heading into this third stage, the labyrinth.
A labyrinth. Now I'm intrigued.
It's all about exploration. Remember those limiting beliefs that were kind of burned away in the crucible? Well, now you get to explore new ways of thinking, new possibilities, new parts of yourself even. Like you're navigating a maze, right? Looking for that path that feels, I don't know, more aligned with who you're becoming.
Okay, this is where things get interesting, right? We're not just reacting to the chaos anymore. We're actually choosing our path forward. It's like we're finally finding our footing after that initial
You
earthquake.
got it. And that sense of empowerment, that's key to navigating this labyrinth.
And that journey through the labyrinth, it ultimately leads us to like the light at the end of the tunnel, the fourth stage,
That's right.
the ascent toward the light, right?
Yeah, it is a powerful shift for sure. So as you're going through the labyrinth, shedding those old layers, you start seeing things more clearly. You gain this sense of purpose, of direction. It's like you're emerging from a fog, like you said.
So the light at the end of the tunnel, it's actually your own inner light getting brighter. I like that. Tell me more about this ascent. What's it feel like?
Well, imagine like this renewed sense of energy, a feeling of hope, of possibility that maybe, you didn't feel so much at the beginning of this whole process. You're starting to see the lessons and the challenges, the growth that's come from all that discomfort.
It's like you've climbed this mountain, and yeah, the climb was tough, but the view from the top makes it all worthwhile.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final stage, rebirth and emergence. You've gone through the fire, you've navigated that maze, and now you emerge. But you're stronger, wiser, more aligned, with your true self.
Wow, a complete transformation. It's interesting, though, how each stage, it kind of builds on the last one, right? You're not just magically arriving at rebirth, it's a journey with some serious twists and turns.
Oh, for sure, it's a journey. And what I find fascinating is that, Dr. Wazia doesn't just leave us with these stages. She gives us practical tools to actually navigate this journey, you know?
Yeah.
She calls it the cornerstone process.
Okay, I am all about practical tools. Break it down for me. What is the cornerstone process and how does it fit with everything we've been talking about?
So the cornerstone process is this five-step framework that aligns like perfectly with the five stages of the dark night of the ego.
It's like having a toolkit, right?
Yeah.
To help you navigate each stage with more awareness, more intention.
I love that. So it's not just like understanding the stage intellectually, but having a way to actually work with them in our own lives.
I'm ready. What's step one?
Step one is awareness, which, you know, makes sense, right? It aligns with that descent into the abyss stage. It's about waking up to what's happening inside of you, acknowledging that there's a need for change, maybe, and then getting curious about what that change might look like.
It's like taking inventory of your internal landscape, right? You got to know where you're starting from before you can figure out where you want to go.
Right, exactly. And to help with this whole awareness phase, Dr. Wazio, she suggests some really interesting exercises. Have you heard of the Vitality Test or the VIA Character Survey?
They sound intriguing. Tell me more.
Okay, so the Vitality Test, it helps you understand the influence of, like, different elements, you know, earth, air, fire, water, on your personality and your energy levels. It's like finding your own personal element blend.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I can already see myself like analyzing everyone I know based on their element blend.
It can be really insightful. And then there's the VIA Character Survey, which is all about identifying your core strengths. Helps you understand what you naturally excel at, which can be, you know, incredibly empowering during times of change.
Because even when everything feels uncertain, it's good to remember what you're good at, right? Strengths become your anchors.
Exactly. But awareness isn't just about celebrating the good stuff, though. It's also about, you know, acknowledging the things that might be holding us back.
Yeah.
Like limiting beliefs, patterns, you know, even those low points in our lives that we tend to avoid.
Which is where Dr. Wazio's low point exercise comes in. I've been wanting to hear more about this.
Yes. The low point exercise, it's a powerful tool for really digging into those challenging experiences and extracting valuable lessons from them.
Okay, I need all the details. How does it work?
Well, it's surprisingly simple, but really effective. So you choose a specific low point in your life. You know, it could be a challenging experience, a painful memory, something that had like a negative impact on you. It could be recent. It could be from your past. It doesn't matter.
So you're really digging into those tough memories, the ones we often try to avoid. Why is that so important?
Because a lot of times those low points, they hold the keys to our greatest growth, you know. But instead of just reliving the pain, this exercise, it's about approaching those memories with intention. So you dedicate 20 minutes each day for 4 days just writing about this low point. And when I say write, I mean really let it all out. Don't censor yourself. Explore the emotions, the thoughts, the physical sensations that come up as you revisit this experience. It sounds almost therapeutic, like a form of emotional release, you know? It can be incredibly cathartic. Mm. But it's more than just venting on paper. On that fifth day, you shift gears. Instead of recounting the experience, you reflect on it. You read back over what you wrote, and you try to find any recurring themes, any lessons you might have learned, any insights that emerged from the process.
You're basically mining those difficult experiences for gold, right? Those little nuggets of wisdom. I love that.
Exactly, yeah. The low point exercise helps you reframe those experiences, transform them from sources of pain and regret into opportunities for growth and understanding. It's about like reclaiming your power by choosing how you relate to your past.
This is really resonating with me. It's like taking those shattered pieces and using them to create like a beautiful mosaic.
I love that analogy. And, you know, this whole idea of finding meaning in our experiences, even the difficult ones, it aligns beautifully with the next step in the cornerstone process, which is acceptance.
Okay, acceptance after awareness. It makes sense though, right? You can't really move forward if you're stuck in resistance.
Exactly. Acceptance is about acknowledging what is, letting go of blame, and making peace with the past. And yes, it means accepting the good with the bad, the light and the shadow.
That reminds me, we haven't really talked about that in-between space, that messy, uncertain phase of transformation. Dr. Wazio calls it the liminal space, right? It feels
yeah.
like such a crucial part of the journey. And maybe not always an easy one. It's like you're shedding the old skin, but the new one hasn't quite grown in yet. Awkward in-between phase, you know?
Yeah, Dr. Wazio, she describes the liminal space as that, well, uncomfortable tender phase where the old self is dissolving. But that new one, it hasn't fully formed yet. You're right.
You're in that chrysalis. Everything feels kind of messy, undefined, but like full of potential too.
Exactly. It's a vulnerable space, but it's also a space of like immense possibility. And it's often during this phase, this liminal space, that the true power of acceptance really comes into play.
Because it's so easy to resist that discomfort, right? Like try to rush through it, go back to what's familiar, even if it wasn't really working.
Absolutely, yeah. But by surrendering to the process, accepting the discomfort without judgment, we allow ourselves to really transform. And that's where forgiveness comes in, of ourselves and of others.
Forgiveness, that's a big one. And sometimes the hardest person to forgive is, well, ourselves, right?
So true. Yeah. We get stuck in these cycles of self-blame and regret, especially, you know, during times of big transition. But Dr. Wazio, she reminds us that forgiveness is a powerful act of self-love. It's about releasing the past and making space for healing and growth.
You're letting go of that heavy baggage you've been carrying for who knows how long.
Exactly. And that sense of lightness, freedom, that paves the way for that next step in the cornerstone process, which is accountability.
Accountability. So we've gone through awareness, acceptance, and now we're stepping into our power.
Yes. Accountability is about recognizing that you have the power to choose your path, even amidst the uncertainty of the liminal space. It's about owning your choices and taking responsibility for creating that life that you want, you know?
And this is where that whole alter ego concept comes into play, right? Because if we're stepping into our power, it helps to have a vision, like a clear vision of who we want to be.
Yes. Remember the alter ego. It's that idealized version of yourself,
yeah.
Right? It's the most authentic, the most empowered version of you that you can envision. It's like a role model you create, but for yourself.
And then by, you know, stepping into that role, embodying those qualities, we start making choices that, well, they're more in alignment with that vision. It's like giving ourselves permission to grow into our full potential.
Yes, precisely. And that shift in perspective, that willingness to kind of step into the unknown, that's what fuels the fourth step of the cornerstone process, inspired action.
Inspired action sounds way more exciting than just taking action. What makes it inspired?
Well, it's action that's aligned with your values, your goals, your truest self, really.
Mm.
It's not about like forcing things or following someone else's roadmap. It's about taking those steps that feel right, you know, expansive, joyful, even if they're outside of your comfort zone.
It's not just thinking about change, but actually like putting it into action, guided by intuition and a real sense of purpose.
Yes. It's about bridging that gap between inner transformation and outer expression.
That's got to feel empowering. Like you're finally taking the reins and creating a life that feels, I don't know, truly yours.
It is incredibly empowering. And that brings us to the final step in the cornerstone process, appreciation.
Appreciation seems like a fitting way to end this whole transformational journey. What's that all about?
Appreciation is about recognizing how far you've come, celebrating your resilience, and really cultivating gratitude for the whole journey, even the messy parts.
Because let's be honest, transformation, it can be messy. It's not always, you know, pretty or comfortable.
That is very true. But it's in those messy, those challenging moments that we often discover like our greatest strength and resilience. Appreciation is about honoring that. It's about shifting our focus from, you know, what's wrong to what's right, from what's missing to what's already present.
It's like pausing to acknowledge how much you've grown, even if you're not, you know, exactly where you thought you'd be.
Yes, exactly. And Dr. Wazio, she offers some really practical tips for cultivating appreciation. She talks about gratitude journaling, connecting with nature, experiencing art and music, things like that.
Oh, I love that she specifically mentions music. It's such a powerful tool for shifting our energy and like connecting us to deeper emotions.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, you know, she even created her own music to support people through these processes.
Wow. That's incredible. Talk about walking the talk.
Yeah. It's called Innate Harmony. And it's specifically designed to evoke these feelings of peace, balance, renewal. I think you'd really like it.
Adding it to my playlist for sure.
And it's important to remember that rebirth and emergence, it's not like a final destination. It's more like a, I don't know, a launching pad, you know, for continued growth and evolution.
So what does all this mean, you know, for our listeners? What's the big takeaway from this deep dive into the dark night of the ego?
Well, I think it means that no matter what you're facing, you have the strength, the resilience, you know, inside of you to navigate those challenges and emerge transformed. It means that even when you're feeling lost, uncertain, there's a light within you that can guide you towards something brighter.
It's about embracing the entire journey, all the ups and downs, and trusting that you have what you need, not just to survive, but to thrive.
Yeah, beautifully said. And by embracing the cornerstone process, that awareness, acceptance, accountability, inspired action, and appreciation, we can, all of us, we can navigate those transformative journeys with more grace, more resilience, more joy, even.
And hopefully come out on the other side, you know, feeling more aligned with who we really are.
Yeah. And on that note, maybe a final thought for our listeners, something to ponder as they continue on their own journeys. So Dr. Wasio mentions this idea of creating like Oracle card decks, even an app, can you imagine, to give people personalized guidance based on these dark night of the ego stages.
That's really interesting. Like having a personalized support system right there at your fingertips.
Exactly. So it makes you wonder, how could that kind of technology, if it's used intentionally, ethically, how could it help us navigate our own unique journeys? How can we use these tools, you know, to support each other in those moments when we need it most?
It's a powerful question. And on that note, we'll leave you all to ponder those possibilities. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the dark night of the ego. See you next time for another fascinating exploration.